Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, second date update, Thunder and PT. If you've been out on a great first date, haven't been able to get to a second, let us know. Write to us at 1029thewolf.com. We'll do our best to try to get in touch with you. It's Nick today. Nick, man, how was your day with Rachel, buddy?
Hey, it was good. She was great. Rachel was awesome.
Okay.
But it's been like 3 weeks now, and she hasn't returned my calls or texts. And I'm trying not to, but I'm starting to take it a little personally.
Yeah, for sure. So the day was great, but obviously, you haven't heard from her since. And 3 weeks seems like a lot of time. I mean, is it possible that it's a misunderstanding in some capacity or what?
I don't know. I mean, I hope so. I hope she's not just ticked off of me or something. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, tell us about the date. Is there something on the date that you had thought that maybe she would be upset with you or something like that? What happened on the date?
No, I took her to this really nice place for dinner. We had laughs, I made her laugh a few times, and she's super cute. So I thought she wanted to go out again. So I definitely wanted to take her out again. But I've never been ghosted before. I never thought she'd ghost me.
Yeah. So everything goes good, and then how did you leave the day? I mean, was there anything that you leave the date, it's like, hey, dinner's great or whatever. It's like, hey, we'll talk to you soon. Did you text her first or did you call her first or what?
I texted her, and then after a day or so, she didn't answer. Then I tried calling her, and she didn't answer. I don't know. I wish I could remember something that was, that would, give me some sort of, clue.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, hey, let's give her a call, Nick. I mean, obviously, if we can get in touch with her, give her on. I mean, no guarantees, but we'll try to get her at least on the radio. I mean, 3 weeks seems like a long time, but, it's possible there's just something that's kind of off. So hang right there. We'll play a song here. 3 minutes away, we're going to try to get Rachel on the phone here for Nick. Second date update, buddy. Hang right there, okay, Nick?
Yeah, thanks. Will do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, Nick took Rachel to a nice dinner and he thought the vibe was pretty good.
I took her to this like really nice place for dinner. We had laughs, you know, I made her laugh a few times.
But since then, there's been no laughter and frankly, no communication for 3 weeks with Nick. So what's going on with Rachel? We're going to try to give her a call right now and find out in second date update. Hey, good morning. Is this Rachel?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hey, Rachel. Don't hang up. This is Thunder and PT. It's going to be a little weird here. Sorry about that. But it's Thunder and PT. We do the morning show on 102.9 The Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, so just it's not a spam call or anything. It's actually us. The reason we're calling is we do this segment, though, called Second Date Update. We just have to ask you a quick question about something. Actually, a date that you were on here a few weeks ago. Can you take a moment for us?
What do you want to know?
So basically, we heard from a guy named Nick, who wrote to us at 1029thewolf.com, and then we actually spoke with him here a few minutes ago about the date that you went on a few weeks ago, and he mentioned he had a great time, but then, you know, he kind of hasn't heard back from you. So is there a chance we can get an explanation or why that is?
Yeah. It's just not going to work for me. It's just not going to work for me.
I mean, and we appreciate that, and obviously that's your own prerogative. But would you be willing to tell us why? Like, was it something he did wrong, or?
I mean, I can keep it short and simple. I mean, I want to have kids. He doesn't.
He doesn't want to have kids. You guys obviously must have talked about that or something.
Well, I mean, I may not have been so final about it, and I don't even know if I should say this. But if you must know, I mean, he had a vasectomy, so he's pretty much locked into his decision.
Okay. So he's obviously pretty sure about his, you know, where he wants to be on it, as far as having more kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it.
Yeah.
That's the reason, the vasectomy? Really?
Rachel, sorry, that's Nick here. Nick, hold on a quick second here. Rachel, so we still have Nick on the line here. I didn't put him on hold here. I thought I did. Nick, what's the deal here? You're obviously pretty set on this, huh?
Yeah, but like that's why you don't want to date me. What are you like looking to marry the guy you date immediately? What's the deal?
I mean, it's because you feel so passionately about not wanting kids. I mean, that you went so far as to have a medical procedure to make sure it doesn't happen.
I mean, yeah, I don't want kids. They're a gigantic pain. I've seen my friends have them, and it's just like taking care of them just never stops. It's like a completely different life. I would have to change my entire life. How could that appeal to you?
I mean, raising a family, passing on my knowledge to the next generation. That would appeal. That appeals to me.
It's gross. No, what about like nonstop care and attention? Like they're so needy, and the poopy diapers and the the recitals and the bullies, and the bullies are the worst, and constantly worrying about
It's a lot, right? I mean, for those of us that are in it, I mean, you know, my daughter's 4.5, but okay, so hang on a second though. So Nick, you're not into the kids so much that you obviously, you know, literally medically took the chances away. Did this not, so I guess maybe Rachel, did you like have any kind of conversation ahead of time about like, hey, you know, a family is in my future with kids? Was that like ahead of time or no?
No, it wasn't ahead of time. It was just something that kind of came out during the course of dinner. And, you know, it was like, I wasn't expecting him to just be like, yeah, well, screw that. I had a vasectomy, so I'm done.
Right, yeah. And that's obviously what, I mean, because if he told you that on the date, clearly he was pretty adamant about the fact that he's not going to have kids, and it sounds like, Nick, you are. And that's okay, and that's your thing, too. But so, Nick, you have to kind of know that, I mean, that's going to at least be a conversation. in dating, right? I mean, the it's like, I almost feel like you need to be, I don't know if you need to like say it like up front, but I think you almost need to say like, hey, I'm, you know, I'm really not interested in the family thing. Almost, it might just save you some time.
What do you want me to say? Hi, I'm Nick, and I had a vasectomy?
Well, I mean,
in like an AA meeting.
I don't know. Yeah,
V, on your profile.
Yeah, V-Man Nick. I don't know.
No, what? Just,
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm not saying it needs to, it's like, you know, it's like a weird way, like a scarlet letter V card or something like that, like which in a different direction, by the way. But I guess I'm just saying, like, so you have to know
the V could be scissors. The V could be scissors.
Right, yeah, but do the scissors. I guess I'm just saying, like, okay, so you got to know that in that respect. But then, I mean, I guess maybe on the flip side, so like Rachel, when he says, hey, I had a vasectomy or whatever, like, couldn't you just say like, oh, gosh, I'm really sorry that you know, I just don't know if our plans align. Like, obviously, you just weren't comfortable having that decision with him on the date then.
Yeah, it was kind of like a too soon thing. I mean, I don't know. I'm 7 having kids, and, you know, I'm not trying to marry the first guy that I go on a date with, but
well, yeah. But you want to make sure that, I mean, yeah, there's at least a possibility. Nick, any thoughts on reversing it for to go on another date with Rachel? Right? Reversal?
No.
No?
No, it's not.
Don't want to deal with the possibility of the poopy diapers and the recitals and all the fun stuff?
That's okay.
All right. I feel like we, you know, again, I'm glad that we got to the bottom of it here. I feel like, you know, I don't know, just saying like, hey, I'm not into it because I want to have kids, or I want to at least have the possibility of having kids. I think that's okay. You know, Rachel, you can say that, but I understand if you were embarrassed. I mean, Rachel wants the minivan and, you know, Nick wants the sports car. It's just not going to work out. But either way, thank you both for taking some time. Second date update. Have a great day.
You too.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Don't know where you at.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.